lose, and I'm sure after a loss, there's nothing worse than knowing that you're going to have a bunch of cameras, and you still have to...
Well, that's the thing about it, you know, you got to be a professional, whether you win or lose, you know, just like just being an athlete, period. If you win, you can't hang from the rafters, and you lose, you can't have your head down, because, you know, there's more games to come, and with being a professional athlete, you know, the media comes with it, so you just got to learn how to handle it, and it's kind of tough for a younger guy, because there's been plenty of times where I had to have a vet come talk to me about, you know, me pushing off the media after a loss, you know, just maturity, but I feel like I'm maturing a lot, and, you know, hey, if it comes with it, it comes with it.
When you were a kid, when you were in high school, say, even before college, when the cameras came or microphone was in front of you, wasn't that the coolest thing in the world?
It was the best, man. I've been in the paper and doing interviews since I was a little boy, so it's always been fun to me, you know, but sometimes it can get to you, you know, after a loss especially, but, you know, hey, it comes with the territory.
You know, when you're a big star, people are going to say, hey, when you were a kid, you used to love this. Now you treat us like garbage.
No, man. I'm going to stay the same. That's one thing about me, man.
We have your word?
Yeah, I have my word. So you're talking like I'm becoming a superstar.
You're on the road.
I'm on the right path.
Is there room for you in here now? I don't think that.
Well, I still have to score some touchdowns, man, and make a few more plays. But I'm gonna do my best to stay humble. I think that's the key. That's number one, is being humble. That's one thing my coach used to always preach to us in college. Coach DJ McCarthy's with LSU now. And you say, stay humble and stay healthy, and you'll go a long way.
You ever regretted anything? You ever not thought, and then after an interview, said, oh, shit, why did I say that?
Not yet, because everything I say, I feel that is right, you know. And if it's the wrong thing to say, then oh well, you know, that's life. You know, people's going to make mistakes, and people are going to say the wrong things, but that's part of growing up, and that's part of being human, you know. So if I say the wrong thing, forgive me, but I'm just human just like you guys.
Brandon, do you think you have established yourself as a go-to guy in this offense?
Well, you know what? This week is the week I feel like I need to separate myself and become a big-time player in this league and as far as on this team, too. I haven't been doing anything spectacular, but I think it's time for me to start making some big plays and doing a lot out there.
I mean, with Javon being out, that's kind of changed your role a little bit. Do you think it goes back at all, or do you think because of what you've done while he's gone, you know, you're going to continue to be a guy that Jay leans on?
Oh, well, hope so. You know, well, I mean, the more the better. You know, we can't wait to get Jay back because we have more threats on offense. And you can't be a selfish guy in the NFL. You can't be a selfish guy in this locker room. You have to rely on your teammates, and you have to believe in them. And, you know, the better that Jay's doing or Stokely's doing, the better I'm going to be, you know. So I love having these guys around.
What is missing right now then? I mean, you said this is the week. What do you think is missing? Because you have been kind of consistently leading in catches and yards for the team. What's missing right now that you think you still have to get to take that next step?
To be the best? Everything. Focus, concentration, and just making big plays consistently.
Is it the touchdowns? I mean, I think we have two.
Touchdown too. Yeah, I mean, sure, if you want to be the best, you want to get in the end zone. But whatever I need to do for us to get that W on the board, I'll do it, whether it's four touchdowns or it's no touchdowns or blocking all game. But that's definitely a goal of mine, to be one of the best in the league and be a Pro Bowl player. But first thing first, you know, getting those wins and getting this team back on track.
You feel like you made strides this year, though? I mean, last year we didn't know what to kind of – we thought you'd be a big piece this year. Are you happy with your season so far?
No, I'm not content at all. I feel like the first half of the season I did all right for a first-year starter, but this is a new season for me, and I got off to a good start, catching all the balls thrown to me and making a few plays. But this is the week where it's going to test me and challenge me as a professional. I'm going to challenge myself, and I'm going to take that step to be, you know, one of the best, you know, and it's all in your mind first. So I'm definitely going to challenge myself this week and try to take that leap.
Brandon, pressure for 1 week.
Well, yeah, it's about that time. I mean, what, 9 games went by so far, and I think it's time for me to start making some big plays, you know, maybe do a little dance in the end zone or something.
Just to follow up, what makes this the week as opposed to last week or the week before?
Running out of time. I mean, running out of time. It's time for us as an offense to start, you know, doing some great things instead of just doing good things, and you know, just being consistent. And you know, whenever you do your job and you do your job well, it definitely helps out the unit as a whole.
I'm sure you've got a lot of different defensive looks without Javon? I mean, being the number one guy, do you think you've proven yourself in that time as a real bona fide number one guy in this league?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I maybe if we were winning, I could sit here and answer that question. But since we've been losing, my focus just been on winning and trying to get this thing back on track. So I really can't answer that question. But hopefully in the next 3 or 4 games, you can ask me that same thing, that same question. I'll be able to answer it truthfully.
Your numbers have been pretty good. Are you satisfied where you're at?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm not satisfied. I'm not going to get content. I want to be the best in the league. And, you know, it comes with hard work. And I think I have a lot of guys around me that can help me get to where I'm going.
With the way they do play against the run, they're so good. I know you're going to try and run first, Brandon. But if that, for some reason, doesn't get going, in theory, this could be your week where the ball could be in the air a lot. Do you agree with that in some ways?
You know what? It could be. You know, it could be one of them weeks where we're running so good that, you know, we don't get the ball. But if it comes down to that where we have to throw the ball, Jay, you know, he's a smart enough quarterback that he knows where to throw the ball and when to get it there. So I'm very confident in our system.
I'm going to quote you here. You said last week that the guys had their head in their ass. Where's the head right now?
We definitely have our head up this week. We're definitely not walking around and practicing with our head down. And we're not on eggshells, so that's good. So we're definitely confident this week.
Seems like last week you had a positive sense of urgency on the team. What do you keep that after a win when a lot of things go wrong?
Another win. Another win, that's it. Just keep winning. It's contagious. Just like losing is contagious, winning is contagious. So when you get that confidence and that swagger going, sometimes you can be unstoppable. You take an average guy with a lot of confidence, and he can be great.
Brandon, you also said last week that you guys were – all
in act. I told you. Did you see? Have you ever seen us play like that this year?
We just played pretty well.
I told you. It was all in act, man.
All in act. So the act's over.
Act's over, man. We're playing ball. Denver Bronco football.
Do you believe you guys can sustain that through the rest of the season?
Yeah, we can. We definitely can. Like I said before, the only people that can stop us is in this locker room. I mean, as far as offensively, we're going against the best. You know, as far as speaking for myself as a receiver, I got Champ and Dre on the other side. So when I go in the games, you know, my confidence is so high that, you know, it's just like I'm way up there and I know those DBs in front of me can't stop me.
With that new sense of confidence, how is it going to play on Monday Night Football and getting to show the nation what you guys can know that this team is on its way back?
Just getting that win in that on that side of the column at the end of the night, man. It's just whatever we need to do. Special teams, offense, and defense clicking at the same time and just getting it done. Whatever it is, running the ball, throwing the ball.
You guys already did have your best showing of the season on a primetime game against Pittsburgh. What is it about primetime that makes you guys make a switch?
We primetime players. We primetime players, but whenever we get a chance to get in front of that big audience on primetime television, man, we just take advantage of it. Primetime players.
Same time, the last time you played on primetime, everybody saw you. You know, obviously the disappointment of Favre throwing a touchdown pass. How much is it in you guys that you want to, you know, redeem that?
Man, you know, I say that jokingly, saying we're primetime players, but in you know, football is football, whether it's Sunday night or Monday night. Or it's a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. It's all the same, and you know, we're going to give it our best shot, no matter what the situation is or the environment.
This is a huge game. It could be a huge game for
huge,
later on.
Huge.
You know, and they're a team with a better record than you guys.
This is a playoff game for us, man. We're taking it one step at a time and 1 week at a time. So with that said, all we're looking forward to is the Tennessee Titans on Monday.